Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, Jim. Not quite on page one yet, but you're getting there on Kids Cowboy Boots.
As long as I continue to make steady progress, that's what I was explaining earlier. I didn't promise anybody page one recognition within a day or a week or even a month. You know, I just said that we were going to make progress on a regular basis, and we're continuing to move up, you know, 8, 10, 12 spots at a time. And, you know, eventually, once you start getting closer, it's going to be the hardest part. But, you know, as long as we continue to make progress towards that goal, that's what the important part is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, is anybody watching any of the Olympics?
I'm watching the photo layouts of the American ski team.
Yeah, I saw that. Kind of good-looking gals. But, no, I meant the actual Olympics itself, Jim L.
Doesn't the Canadian women's hockey team know how to turn it down a little bit? Isn't there kind of a mercy rule? Winning hockey games 18-1 and 11-2. You know, it's a little bit much, don't you think? Where's the sportsmanship in that?
Well, Jim Roche, there is no mercy rule in hockey. There's no mercy rule in baseball when I've seen 14-1, 24-0 baseball games. But because they're girls, you want to complain. If guys do it, it's okay. But if a women's team does it, everybody's all up in arms. I'm sorry. But that is about, anybody who's really complaining about that is a blooming sexist. Because I have seen baseball games that have run 24-1 and nobody complains. I've seen hockey games in the NHL go to 13-0. Nobody complains. But as soon as a woman's team does it, oh, they shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry, but that is sexist as they can get. I think if they can score 30 goals, more power to them. They are a great hockey team, and if the rest of the world, excluding the Americans, because they actually have a decent hockey team, women's hockey team as well.
All right, that's enough out of you. The one thing I'm not is a sore loser. But I'd like to welcome everybody that showed up on time and got into our little debate about women's hockey. And I'm glad you're all here. I'm too low. All right. Is that a little bit better? Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Better. 4. Fine. Good. All right. I'd like to welcome you to the Wednesday, February 17th training and the 12-second commute training portion of SEO. My name is Jim Roach. I'm from New Jersey. Been working online for a little over a year now. I've been passionate about computers and the internet probably since the mid-80s, and I've always wanted to find a way to be able to work online. And you know, I have a steady job that I've been working at for 25 years, and eventually I want to leave there, and I want to be able to do something, you know, that's going to supplement my income and, you know, supplement my pension to the point where I'm not going to have to go out and get another job in retirement. And if my job were, you know, close down tomorrow, which it's highly unlikely that it will, I will be okay. And I think that's the goal of any person that's trying to work on the internet, you know, whether it's trying to make a couple $100 a month or trying to make a couple $1,000 a month. The fact of the matter is that if you're going to work online, you're going to need the tools that 12SE provides. You're going to need the training and the guidance of people that have been there and done the things that you're trying to do and are trying to achieve. And, you know, guys like Jim Allen and Eric Burgoyne and Bill you know, the people that are in here that are giving you and offering their advice and their time and their expertise if you will, to give you the information that's necessary for you to be able to see some success online. Now, like I said, I've been able to do a few things, and you know, with this kids cowboy boots. I talked to Daryl today, and you know, he goes, "I thought you were selling kids cowboy boots." I said, "Well, eventually, if I make some sales, that's going to be the bonus." I said, "But you know, if anybody's new to this training, you're just coming into the room right now, I'd like you for you to put a Y in there." And on a lot of the stuff that we've been covering for the last 5-6 weeks, you know, we're moving along, and people have done some work to get caught up. Some people have done some work. Some people have done all the work. Some people have done no work. But the fact of the matter is if you're not going to take your business serious, if you're not going to give it the time and effort and energy that it deserves, you know, you're really going to be struggling to get what you've gotten all along, which is zero results. So, like I said, you can take what I teach, or what the information that I give you, take what you can use, apply. If you already have a system that's in place and working, you can add this to part of your repertoire to go forward with, and you know, you could pretty much apply what I'm teaching you to any product offer, information, or service that you're currently promoting on the internet. So, with that being said, again, my name is Jim Roach. I'm from New Jersey. I'm going to let the other two moderators introduce themselves, and then we'll get started with tonight's training. Tonight's trainings are going to be moving forward to start to connect the pieces that Jim Allen has set in place for your Facebook accounts. So while these guys are introducing themselves, why don't you open up another browser outside of the room so you can follow along with the training. Obviously Trevor's recording this, and it'll be available for you to be able to go back and learn. So if you're just coming into the room for the first time, don't be frustrated. Don't get discouraged. There's every single one of the trainings up until this point has been recorded, and you can go back and listen to them. So if something doesn't make sense to you, or if you have a specific question, we're available in the Skype chat, 24/7. There's a lot of people in there that have some good information. There's a lot of good sharing going on in there, and I'm really proud of some of the work that some people are doing up until this point. So go take it away, Jim and Eric.
Well, thank you there, Jim Roach. Fine introduction there. And my name's Jim Allen. I've been around since 1999. My goal is to help you brand yourself as the expert and build your list. And I do it mostly using social networking, social media, and whatever tools we have on board. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim and Jim. I'm Eric Burgoyne. I've been online since 1995. I run Thursday night's conferences on advertising, and we talk about anything about advertising you want to talk about, we'll discuss. Back to you, Jim Roach.
Okay, I didn't see anybody put a Y in there if they're new to the trainings tonight. If you would just put your cursor in that box just above where it says Jim Roach NJ is talking. If not, I'm going to move forward. Hopefully, after last week's session, and during the course of this week, you've been able to go to the Blogger Blog setup and get the 5 Blogger Blogs that are keyword specific to whatever program, opportunity, or service that you're trying to promote set up. So this is the first page of Google. You sign in. Obviously, the arrow is pointing in the wrong direction. The sign-in button is right above where it says sign in. And this is where you enter your name and your password. And once you've entered your name and your password into the Google sign-in area, you'll see this page. You'll see at the top, it'll have your name at your Gmail account. It'll have your Google and your settings. But right to the left-hand side, there's a button that says Click More. When you click on More, you'll see this page come up in your back office of your Gmail account. All right? Once you're at this stage, I want you to click on the orange B for the blogger site, and that'll take you to your dashboard. The dashboard will have all your blogs that you've set up. You'll have the opportunity to edit your profile, and the blogs that you set up over the course of the last couple of weeks should be keyword specific. Obviously, Kids Cowboy Boots is the one that I'm doing for this training. It's not, it's something that I set up, and this is how I set up all whatever campaign that I'm starting out with. It starts out with blogger blogs. So to that end, I've gone to the back office of my dashboard, and I've created these blogs, and they're all keyword specific to Kids Cowboy Boots. I also have the Jim Roach NJ Recommends one, which I've advised all of you people to set up your first name and your last name and whatever you want to be known on the internet by. Hopefully it is your first and your last name, and hopefully in your profile picture you have a picture of yourself and not your cat or your dog or the nice sunset or the beach, because people want to deal with people. And when you edit your profile like we showed you last week, there's a few opportunities to put your links in there. And the reason that setting up blogs on Blogger is important is because it's owned by Google, and Google likes to give itself some Google love, if you will. So you will receive the benefit of setting these up, and you will start to see them in the Google searches for whatever program, opportunity, or service that you're promoting under the blog section. Some of them make it to page one or in the top 20, 30, 40 searches for a particular keyword, but the fact of the matter is you're trying to get sites linking back to each other. Now tonight's training is going to go a little bit, like I said, in the direction where we're going to build on to the things that Jim Allen has been talking about, the last few weeks about the social networking aspect of it. So if you set up your Facebook account, I'm going to show you how to connect your Blogger blogs to your Facebook account, and once you publish them in your Blogger blog, they'll automatically be published on your Facebook account. So that being said, I'd like to welcome everybody. Hopefully you have your Blogger blog set up. If you haven't, then obviously you have a chance to go back over the trainings over the last couple of weeks to get caught up to where everybody is. And this is the training that we're providing, or I'm providing. So from the back office of your dashboard, you will click on, you will click on View Blog. All right, as you can see, I've got the Kids Cowboy Boots highlighted. Right next to where it says View Blog, there's a button that says View the Blog. And when you do that, this is what you'll see. You'll see the exact blog as it sends, how you set it up, the template that you picked out, the posts that you've made. What I really want you to concentrate on, and you can't see it in these rooms, is the address bar. Your blog's URL is in the address bar above. So once you've clicked on View the Blog, see, for an example, the URL to this blog is http://kids-cowboy-boots.blogspot.com. That's a live URL on the internet. So this page right now is live. And so what I'm going to show you how to do is to connect that http://kids-cowboy-boots.blogspot.com to your Facebook account. So every time you post to your Blogger blog here, it's going to automatically update on your Facebook. So in order to do that, if you scroll to the bottom of your page, you will see this subscribe to post in parentheses ATOM. This is your RSS feed. This is where it's located. And if you right click on this ATOM and right click on it and copy it, copy link location, and put it in a notepad, this will be the RSS feed that you're going to need when you go to Facebook to set it up in your Facebook account. So the first part of it is the URL that's at the top, and the second part of it is the URL is at the top, the RSS feed is at the bottom of your page. So those are the two important things that you're going to need when you're setting up your your Facebook account to be able to be updated by your Blogger blogs. And so if you have another browser open and you want to, you know, I want you to log into your Facebook account. Like I said, I have quite a few Facebook accounts. I set this one up specifically for this training. Now, obviously, you put in your email and your password, and you click on login. Obviously, kidscowboyboots@gmail.com. You like the pink highlights, Jim? I thought, you know, I'd show my feminine side tonight for the Canadian women's hockey team. You know, I do. So, once you've signed in, it'll take you to your home page. All right. Once you're at your home page, there's buttons on the side, down the side under your profile. There's a button called Ads and Pages. Now I want to see if I can 11, 12, 10. All right, when you click on the Ads and Pages, it'll take you to this screen. All right, and what you're going to be doing here is you're going to create a page. And the page should be keyword specific. You could actually use the title. What I want you to do is use the title from your Blogger blog. You know, so if you can see here, Jim Roach recommends Kids Cowboy Boots, Kids Cowboy Boots and Accessories. These are all fan pages that I've set up that are in relationship to my Blogger blog. So they're keyword specific pages, and once you've clicked on that, you create a page. You will see. No, that's not the one I wanted. 9, 11, 12, 10, 13. All right, it'll take you to this page. Once you clicked on create a page, this is the next page that you will see. There's a radio button that lets you click on brand, product, or organization. That's what I want you to tick off the middle one out of the three. I want you to give your page a keyword specific name, preferably the name of your Blogspot blog, and then click on create a page. And once you've clicked on create a page, you will see this. It'll say Kids Cowboy Boots at the top. It'll show a wall with a big question mark over there on the left-hand side. What you're looking for is right below that question mark, the button that says Edit Page. When you click on Edit Page, this is what you'll see. Okay? When you click on the Edit Page, it'll open up. That says Kid Cowboy Boots hasn't written any notes yet. And this is where the RSS feed from your Blogger blog comes into play. Right over here where it says Import a Blog, there's a button right below that that says Import a Blog. And when you click on that, this is what you'll see. Enter the RSS ATOM feed address here. So when you right-clicked it and copied and pasted it onto your notepad, I want you to copy and paste it and put it into this spot right here on the in the back office of your Facebook account. And then I want you to check the X. By entering this URL, you represent that you have the right to permit us to reproduce the content on the Facebook site and that the content is not obscene and illegal. You check, put the X in that box there, and you click Start Importing. And when you do that, you will see this. It'll import. Now, if you notice, on the right-hand side is the exact post that came from my Blogger blog that I had shown you earlier. It imported the entire blog. So once that has been confirmed, it says, we retrieve these entries from your feed at http://kidscowboyboost.blogspot.com. If you confirm this import, you are given a Facebook, add anything we find to your Facebook notes. So you click on confirm import, and this is what you'll see. Blog has been successfully imported to Facebook. And as you can see, Kids Cowboy Boots Notes has the blog feed from the Kids Cowboy Boots blogspot.com now. That was pretty straightforward, relatively painless, and I will go back over that again. I know I went through it quickly, but you know, I've been doing this for a while, and it comes rather quickly to me. And I know if you're just starting out doing it, there are a lot of questions. So if you followed along, and I went too fast, and you're stuck at a certain spot on the page, then just put it in the question, put a question in the box, and I'll be more than happy to answer. But you know, this is going to be recorded. You can go back and follow it step by step according to the directions that I just gave. It is quick. It's a simple process, but once you start doing it, I mean, it sounds complicated to, you know, it sounds complicated at first, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and it becomes second nature. So I hope, you know, you are following along with the training like Jim Allen has provided, and have your Facebook page set up to promote yourself and your 12SC or whatever. I did not find the RSS feed on my Blogger blog page. If you clicked on View Blog, you should see the blog in itself, and you scroll to the very bottom. If you click on View Blog in your back office of your dashboard, you will see the actual blog, Kids Cowboy Boots. And if you scroll to the very bottom of that blog, once you've clicked on it, you will see the ATLM at the bottom of it, after all your posts. Find it, Isaac? All right. Well, Jim, Eric, you want to add anything? Anybody want to take the mic and ask a question, or to, you know, this is about taking notes, and you know, and the more you write the stuff down, the easier it'll come to you. Yes, you would have to have something posted first, because if there's no content on it, there's nothing to subscribe to. So this is for the people that have put their content and set up their 5 Blogger blogs to move forward with the training that I'm providing. If you need to catch up to this point, obviously, then, you know, you need to catch up to this point and get caught up where the training is involved. If you're new to the training, this is the next aspect of it. Now, from here, we're going to connect this Blogger blog to the Facebook account that's connected to your Twitter account. So all these things tie in together. So where do you go on Facebook to get a new page? All right, Sid, welcome aboard. There's a link that Trevor put in here earlier. I'm sure I'll put it up again. That has all the trainings Monday through Thursday since we started this back on the first week of January. So I spoke with Daryl today. I don't want anybody to be, you know, think that this stuff is so overwhelming that they don't, you know, get it right off the bat, because, you know, it does take time. And if you're going to learn this stuff, and once you've learned it, like Jim Allen's saying, you could be a superstar in whatever product information, affiliate site, promotional site, and you can do this, and you can apply these techniques to whatever it is that you're promoting on the internet. Where do you open Facebook to start your new page? On your home page. Not your profile page, your home page. Look for that little icon that says pages, ads and pages. Let me see if I can bring it up here. Oops. You see it now? If you're on the home page of your Facebook account, you're going to have to find, you might have to play around with it to add extra buttons. If you go into the settings account, what you're looking for is ads and pages. Well, if you've taken out ads on your, I'm not interested in the ads portion of your Facebook. If you've taken out ads or you're paying for ads on your advertising page for your Facebook, that's something that you've done, and I'm happy for you. But I'm talking about updating your pages and adding notes to your pages, not your ads. You're creating a page after you've set up your Facebook account. You know, you're editing your notes, and that's how you input your RSS feed. I'm not sure I follow you, Carl.
Yeah, when I open up my ads and pages, it brings me to an ad that I had in there that's canceled, but it's bringing me to that page, and I can't see where I can start a new page. You know, I can start a new ad. That's not what I want to do.
There should be something in there where you can either edit. If you haven't added any pages yet, you have to create the page. So there's got to be something in that back office where you can either edit current pages that you already have or create new ones. And if you haven't created any other than ads, then it should be the same button at the top that I showed to show how to create the page. Do you see anything on your back office where it says create page? Where you're in the ads portion?
Yeah, now I just spotted a flag that says pages. I'm just going to click on it right now, see what happens here. There, I'm in there now. It says create a page.
Perfect. Linda, am I giving you pointers on all this stuff? Or this isn't enough, or it's too much? I thought that's what I was doing here, was giving you pointers on all this stuff. Well, I hope you're not trying to click on the window in the room here. Do not click on anything inside on the left side of the page. If you've opened up another browser and signed into your Facebook account that you have set up according to Jim Allen's instructions, then we can, you know, you should be able to follow along. That's correct, Frank. Once you set up the, and what I want you to do is after you've created your first page, you go back to your Blogger blog and view the second blog that you have set up and get the RSS feed from that page. And then go back to your Facebook account and create another page that's keyword specific to your next Blogger blog that you have in succession until you have all five of them set up the same way and all five of them are importing the content from those Blogger blogs into your Facebook account. You either put your mouse on the microphone at the bottom or press control and talk into your microphone. It's a little bit hard for us to hear you if you don't have a mic. We could hear what was going on in the background, though. Is there any questions up until this point about what we're trying to accomplish here? Now, Jim? All right, I'm signing into my 12-second commute. As you all know, you have the opportunity to set up your blog in the 12-second commute. So if you're in the back office of your 12-second commute in a separate browser, if you click here to go to blog, do not click in the room. All right, I don't know if this took you to the back office of my blog setup in 12SE. Can you see the welcome page? Okay. This is all, you have all this available to you too. And, you know, I guess what I'm really trying to show you is everything that you're going to be doing from here on out is going to be interconnected. All right. So, if you're setting up Blogger blogs and making posts to your Blogger blog accounts, there's nothing wrong with having your 12SC blog open at the same time, and to add that same content into your 12SC site. So, if you click on at the top right-hand corner, it says view my blog or log out. I hope you've all been back here to check out what's available to you. Now, this is my blog set up in 12SC. All right, and as you can see, I have some content on there, but what I really want to show you is that I have all my Blogger blogs in the categories that are their RSS feeds are coming in here also. So my Blogger blogs are not only connected to my Facebook, they're connected to my 12SC blog, which is getting some recognition in the Google Spiders for moving up in for Kids Cowboy Boots. Now, like I said, I just chose Kids Cowboy Boots for something to train with, and not something that I really had any interest in, other than the fact that there's Yes, they are. So, but the point is that you have to interconnect everything from your Facebook to your Twitter to your 12SC accounts to everything that you have. And if I click on my friends at 12 Second Commute, what I do here is I put the RSS feeds, if you see that, from my friends in 12SC, and once you have your blog set up, and once you have everything set up, I will include your links onto my page, and they will get the recognition and the backlinks from my page back to you. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, my 12-second commute friends, it says Angie Mitchell, http://angiemitchellonline.com. When I click on that, what comes up? Or pet veterinary insurance stuff. So I don't want that. So this is what this is what we're trying to show you here. So again, the end result is what you're going to be seeing on HTTP on Google or Yahoo or Bing or any other of the major search engines. Because when you type in a Google search for kids' cowboy boots now, there's page one. Now, I've shown you the options from before. If you click on Show Options, as you can see, if I go to Videos, there's the videos that I added on February 2nd. They're in the 2, 3, 4, 5 spots for videos for kids' cowboy boots. Everybody see that? Yes or no? No? Bruce sees it? All right. If you click on the... Yes, use all the same RSS feeds. All right, now if you click on the blog aspect of it, you will see right there at the top of the page, My Kids Cowboy Boots Stretching to Fit. You see that on the blogs? All right, the next one, makingkidscowboyboots.blogspot.com. That's my RSS feed. That's my blog spot. All right, the next one, I don't know who that is, but if you scroll down a little bit, this is where everything shows up. So I have the number one and two spots for bloggers, for blogs, and one of them is my blog spot. Out of 74,000 entries for articles or posts written about kids' cowboy boots. So like I said, I didn't start out with the idea that I was going to promote kids' cowboy boots. I just took the seed word boots, doing my keyword research, expanded it to cowboy boots, which expanded it to kids' cowboy boots. And I, like I showed you on the first night of the training, if I can get the number one position on kids' cowboy boots, according to the information that I received, I can expect to make $340 a day for having the number one position for kids' cowboy boots. Now, that's significant if you're not making anything, but you got to find the niche that you're comfortable with promoting. And there's, you know, so this is what I'm trying to show you, and this is what I'm trying to teach you. So whether you're promoting online marketing tools like the 12SC is about, and you start writing about that niche, or you start writing about pool cues or whatever, the fact of the matter is all this stuff is interconnected and will work together, but you have to take the steps and build the foundation first. And my foundation, like I said, has been the Blogger Blog platform system. Obviously, I use WordPress. I use forums. I use a number of other things. And now, okay, well, I'll just go back to the home page, and I'll open up the mic for questions.
Yeah, the issue with that page showing there for anybody that was getting the script errors is you've got to be logged into Google for those pages to show to you. I'm always logged into Gmail, so it always shows up.
Like I'm stuck here. I can't do anything on this page right now. Can't even get off it.
If you're getting a script error, Wendy, just keep clicking no. It'll go away in a minute.
I guess. I can't seem to get it here.
Why don't you log back, log out and log back in, Carl, and I'll refresh the page for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to shut down a lot of the other stuff I had going here. I got that Facebook lined up right. I got it right anyway.
That's the page you should be seeing. It's a 12-second commute homepage. So, I'm going to ask the question. I want you to be honest. Maybe Jim can put up the poll. Out of the 33 people here, how many have set up their 5 keyword-specific Blogger blogs?
By the way, Jim, you have 500, Jim Roche, that is. 500 site visitors to give away tonight to somebody. The ones that won last night, or you have your choice of what you want to give them away for tonight.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. Better than last week. Okay, now on top of that, how many of the 12 people that have set up their 5 Blogger blogs, or the 17, or all 39, or all 33, will be able to follow the instructions that I just gave to connect those Blogger blogs to their Facebook account that they have set up. LG, you cannot delete a blog. You can just not utilize it. Once you've set up a blog on that, it kind of you've taken a domain that won't be eligible for somebody else. So the point is that you have the opportunity to set up 100 different Blogger blogs on the one Gmail account. The setup, Linda. Linda. You can see all the past recorded trainings right here. So if you right-click on this link that KD has just put in the room or copy and paste it into another browser, you can see all the trainings that have come up to this point for me. Like I said, I know it's a lot of information, but working on the internet is like people were talking about earlier, going back to school, taking notes. You're learning something for the first time all over again. Not all over again. You're learning something for the first time. And it's going to take trial and error. It's going to take patience. If you just, bang your keyboard long and hard enough, isn't gonna get it done. So, you're not going to break anything. Just, if you have an issue or you have a question, there's always, like I said, there's always somebody in the Skype chat. If you get in contact with myself or Jim Allen or KD or Angie or anybody else, we'll be more than happy. That's my Skype ID, Yogi Bear, R. So the fact of the matter is that we're all here to try to learn, and I learn every single week about the things that I'm trying to do online. I don't know everything there is to know about, marketing and SEO and everything, but you know what? I learn something every single day that I get behind my computer because that's my goal. My goal is to figure out how things work on the internet and try to do and try to make the presentation that I give as simple as possible, as straightforward as possible, for people to be able to follow along. And I know some of the stuff gets a little bit tricky and it can be frustrating, but if you stick it out to the end, you will start to see some results. And if you do have a question, you can always ask outside of these training classes, or even in them. No problem, Ken. Don't apologize. Thanks for being here.
Now, for those of you that are on the other side of the world, or maybe work second or third shift, there. Once Bill Brown gets settled in, he'll be doing trainings on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Linda, YSW means you're so welcome. So, Carl, you were able to set up your Facebook page right during this conference. Pretty simple and straightforward, right? Imported your blog, no problem. Content is right there on your Facebook page. Now, I know you know why we're connecting to Facebook, right? Jim Allen, Eric Burgoyne, I know you guys have been following along what's going on with Facebook. Facebook, as far as visitors, is starting to rival the traffic that Google is getting. It's going to overtake them with the amount of traffic that goes to Facebook on a regular basis. Correct. Facebook is a new Google for marketers. It gives you targeted visitors that are looking for the information that you have on there. So if you have your information on a Facebook page account and people are surfing for that information, whether it's on Google or in Facebook, you have an opportunity to get your, not yet. I don't think Facebook will sell itself to them. No way. They're the people that Google fears the most, because they have not a captive audience, an active audience. They have a place where people come to share. Right. They have a place where people come to not just, you know, post stuff about, you know, marketing and things like that, but, you know, what's happening is that, you know, they're Google has gotten a little bit too big for itself, and, you know, Facebook in the quiet of the night has slowly snuck up on them, and it's gonna surpass them as far as traffic. And now what happens is that you get the demographics of the traffic that utilizes Facebook, and that's the demographics that everybody's trying to capture. It's the 18 to 40-year-olds. It's, you know, and now what we're trying to do is to attract the people that are going to be 40 and above that are going to be looking to be online marketers, because we're going to provide the service, the 12SC tools, to these marketers that they're going to need to be able to market online. So whether you're promoting Kids Cowboy Boots or URL rotators, Facebook, Twitter, Blogger is the place to be. WordPress is another good one. So you can intertwine all of these. You can link them all together and have all your information out there. And that's why it's important to set these things up, because in the future we're going to show you how to get content to put on your site. You don't have to sit there and write a diary every single day to get content that you need that's going to be relevant to what you're trying to promote. So, that being said, I hope, like I said, Carl was able to set his up in a matter of, you know, minutes, just by following the instructions that I gave. You know, and like I said, I know it's going to take some people a little bit longer than others, but if you do have a question about it, or you do get stuck with something, don't hesitate to ask. So that being said, I'm going to turn the mic over and find out what people want to talk about.
Great training, Jim. Appreciate it. Good information. folks, refer back to these conference calls, the recordings. Ask questions in the Skype chat room. And, you know, we'll come to the main conference room if enough of you are asking the same question and take care of you right then and there. With that said, I'm going to bid you folks a good evening.
Good night, Jim. Thank you. Don't let your supper burn.
Good night, all.
Good night, Thomas.
Thank you, Jim Roche. You have a wonderful evening. Tomorrow night, well, we're going to have a surprise. I don't know. I haven't decided what we're going to talk about yet. But I'll come up with something for tomorrow night.
Eric, I appreciate the offer of the site business. I just didn't come up with anything to give it away for. You know, there's three people that's the other thing. What I need for people to start doing, once they have their five blogger blogs set up, I want you to go to your profile page and come to the Skype chat and put your profile page link in the Skype chat. If you have it handy and available, you can put it in here right now so when people are going back to the trainings, they can stop it. But I'm going to need all of those profile pages because I have a profile set up, or I have a page set up for the 12-second commuters with their profiles that's going to be getting, you know, some link juice to it. So once you have your five blogger blogs set up and you have your profile page, it's usually the blogspot.com with a string of numbers at the end of it. Put it in the Skype chat. And the other thing is, once we get a few more people that are moving along, like I said, I'm going to continue forward with the training, but we're always going to go back to the blogger blogs because, you know, the next portion that I'm going to show you is how to follow each other's blogs to get it set up correctly. Thank you, John. Good night.
Great job, Jim. I'm going to get out of here. Talk to you all tomorrow night. Have a great one.
Thanks, Eric. Good night. Anybody else got any questions? Well, if you have your Skype profile here, I'm not certain what you mean. Work on your blogger profiles. If you have your blog, if you have your blogger blog set up, then your profile link is what I want. Take it easy, Isaac. Jerome, look up above in Trevor's Skype chat. It's http://blogger.com/profile/ and a series of numbers. So that's your profile page of your blogger blog system. There's the one I've been waiting for. Oh, no, that's not KD's. That's Trevor's. Where's yours, KD? I'm waiting with bated breath. All right, good night, all.